forever. Dog.
Hi, everyone. Breaking news, gang. We are recording live right now in Georgia. And we're here because we're counting ballots for the Senate runoff. Runoff? What? WTF? What's that? The only thing that I need to run off is all the cake and candy I ate last night. But anywho, gang. Let me just tell you what happened. We record this podcast on a Tuesday, okay, gang? And since it's Tuesday and it's we're in Georgia, I wanted to do my duty, which I always like to do. That's why I enlisted in the Army 5 times in my life, and also the Marines. I wanted to count the ballots, and I saw Rod on the airplane. This is a really long intro. And I was like, Rod.
I was on the airplane.
I was like, Rod, why are you going to Georgia? Are you going to be a ballot counter? And he said, no, I'm here to stop the steal.
Can I explain this?
You said you're here to stop the steal. And long story short, I ripped off my mask and I beat your ass on the airplane. And I got a standing O. And then Whit was also there because he wants to barge the doors of the Laughing Skull or wherever that fucking place is called, the Laughing Skeleton in Atlanta.
I wanted to do a set.
Yeah, so you were there with an axe to break it down, Jack Nicholson style. Anywho, gang, welcome to the podcast. Hi.
It's crazy that all three of us bought tickets on the same flight without even knowing that we were going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did
but
what?
Hey, welcome to your 30s.
So what's up, dude? We didn't get to talk about anything, so I don't know what we're doing on today's podcast.
Well, I know what I'm doing.
What's up, my man?
What's that, Whit?
What is the best use of the best looking margarita in any movie? It's recent. No. We were just talking about Clay saying he might get into making margaritas instead.
Oh,
of
I know
beer.
The answer. By the way,
because beer is cake in a cup.
Wait, are you saying margarita or Bloody Mary?
Margarita and Bloody Mary.
I think I know the answer.
Oh yeah, this is easy.
Can I say? Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Yeah,
and remember when that movie came out, and I couldn't stop talking about the sound of the movie. How like,
oh yeah,
it's like asthma level quality of sound
when he eats the celery stick, and when he's chewing on the margarita, like he's chewing on the ice. Oh my god!
Yeah, they put a
dude, that movie is just
they put a mic in his mouth. That's what I think.
I think that's the only movie since The Dark Knight that I've like seen 3 times in the theater. And then
I don't know why I like the movie so much. I like with other Quentin Tarantino movies, I watch them once and I go, that's fine. It's a bit corny and it's a bit much, but I think he's a really good writer and he knows he's a good director, whatever. But for some reason that movie I like a lot.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even like it the first time I saw it. I was like, I enjoyed myself, but I don't know, whatever. I just felt whatever about it, and then I saw it again and again. I think I've seen it 4 times now, and I freaking love that crap. Rod kept saying, yeah, he wished it was Once Upon a Time in
Glendale.
Glendale.
Right.
And I like Glendale.
I do agree that I also wish it was Once Upon a Time in Glendale, and it was about Rod. And a guy who works at the Subaru dealership. And
that's like my biggest problem with the movie is that the movie's not about me.
Yeah. You know, that is my biggest problem with books. It's not my biggest problem. I just found that I just got a book called The Sarah Book. And it's easier for me to read the whole book really quickly if it's about like a guy. I don't know why.
Really?
I think because I relate to the book easier. I relate to the guy.
I will say this.
No, I think that is a thing. I think relating to the main characters.
I can read books that are about women and mostly have read books about women in the last couple of years. But what I noticed just reading the Sarah book by Scott McClanahan, I was like, wow, I read that really quick. And then I was like, oh, I think it's because I'm imagining this guy and I relate to him and he eats buffalo wings in the book a lot. all the time eat popcorn.
I will say one time I went to your house and you had American Psycho on the side of your bed. And I opened it up just to take a peek at it, and you kept on writing in your name. And also, every time at the end of every page, you would write, said Whitmer Thomas, which I didn't understand, but now I understand.
Well, yeah, because
You're just imagining that you're telling the book to somebody. That's how you like to read it?
Yeah. I like to read the book like it's a story. That I'm telling. And I get the credit for.
Well, I think that's just like how actors probably read. That's probably how all actors read.
Rod, you that's know? Really fucked up. That's judgmental.
Yeah, that's judgmental.
Rod, you're being judgmental again.
I'm sorry.
No offense, Rod, but you're being absolutely judgmental.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to.
I had a good idea.
Okay, what's the idea? Tell me.
All right, it's a judge character, and his last name is Mental.
What the hell?
Okay.
So he's smart. A judge, and he bangs his gavel, and the lawyer has to say, what is it, Judge Mental, or however it works.
Right.
And the judge goes, no laughs at my name, please. And he's actually not very judgmental. He's nice. So that's kind of the twist.
Is this a movie you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And how long are you...
It's a character in a movie.
How long is this? Is this the movie... Is the main character the judge? Judgmental?
Mm-mm.
This seems like, to me, this kind of seems like a TV show.
No, Rod, well, you're wrong. You're fucking wrong.
I think that this has a lot of legs. I think there's a lot of stories about this.
No, you're
judge.
Fucking wrong.
Yeah. Rod, can you quiet down?
That made me sick.
Yeah. Wait, can you...
It's just the movie's about a guy who's a dad who is a lawyer who is having needs to win a case so his son will love him.
Oh, okay.
And there's a judge named Judge Mental.
This is kind of based off of your life. I think every screenwriter says no matter what I make, it's always going to be autobiographical in some way. But I remember as a kid, you would come to school and says, "Looks like I don't love my dad this week. The bastard lost another case." You said bastard a lot too, which I
my really dad hear. Bastard. Yeah. I'd say he lost another fucking case. Oh, that slip and fall at the. Actually, I don't even know what kind of law my dad was doing when I was.
Oh no, no he in high school. You got it right. He does slip and falls.
I think he might do slip and fall.
He's a Southern Alabama.
Not back then.
He's a Southern Alabama slip and fall lawyer.
He's like Mr. Bean's lawyer.
Yes.
So what is that? What is that Mr. Bean stuff?
The cancel culture thing?
You talk about
Bean Dad? It just so happens that Bean Dad is in the news on the same week as Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Is that how it worked?
Yeah, that's how it works.
All right, and Mr. Bean is just saying, cancel culture is ultimately
cancel culture is running con me and it's gone too far. Actually, I don't know.
He said that? No,
I don't know what he says.
Because what I read is he just said like mob mentality is bad anytime.
Every boomer ass fucking comedian is going to come out and say comedy is not as edgy as I, or so, I don't know.
Well, he doesn't say anything about edgy. What I read, he's just like people getting canceled is bad because of the mob mentality. Like,
right.
Everybody ganging up on the person or whatever. But
what I read was What I read was he says, I think cancel culture has gone too far. And a good example of that is Whoop. And it said in the article that he slipped on a turkey.
But he was having a hard time typing his response because his left hand was stuck in a turkey also.
Right.
Because he lost his watch up there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we know what happens to Mr. Bean basically every time you see him.
So
why do they ask these freaking people? And how are their publicists not smart enough to go, hey, don't say anything? Like, if I was on...
Oh, it's probably good for him. I mean, like, once I saw that article, I rewatched the entire Mr. Bean catalog. So, I mean, and that cost me about $400.
And I also think it's funny if somebody's like, oh my God, Mr. Bean doesn't think cancel culture is okay. I'm not ever watching. Boycott Mr. Bean. It's like, okay, boycott Mr. Bean because that 60-year-old man thinks it's bad to cancel somebody.
We should boycott Soupy Sales. Go into his vlogs.
Yeah.
See if we can find him after this. So what are we doing today, gang?
Here's the movies I watched.
Okay.
Wait, is this the which podcast is this?
This is real.
This is normal. This is real.
Okay.
Last night I watched Shoplifters with Mitra, which crushed her.
Uh-huh. Because she loves,
destroyed her.
She loves store owners and
yes,
yeah.
And they do make that one bit, which is something I didn't remember from the first time I watched it, which is one of the stores that they're always shoplifting at does go bankrupt.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. I don't remember that.
It's not. I don't think it's because of them, but
yeah.
But they do go bankrupt, and the little boy goes, "They went bankrupt." He's like looking through the window to go shoplift. But they're closed. No, we watched it because we watched Kajillionaire.
Okay.
What's that?
Kajillionaire is Miranda July's new movie. Mm. And, you know, I don't know. I don't really want to have any opinion about any movies, but I really love
Shoplifters. That's famously our podcast is when we review movies, our opinions just seep right through.
So basically, let me tell you what happens in Kajillionaire, maybe. And Clay, you can, because we did review Shoplifters.
Yeah.
And Clay, so you might want to do a review of Kajillionaire.
And this is the Danny Boyle movie, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, you're thinking of Slumdog Millionaire, Rod.
Oh.
Which is something that Rod would say. He would take out the Slumdog part because of his dedication to banks.
I love banks.
Yeah.
Rod is a one percenter. He doesn't even understand the word Slumdog. He probably, it's not even in his lexicon because he is rich.
And wait, what was that word you said?
Slumdog. Exactly.
Excuse
me? So, only thing y'all can't see right now.
Rod turns
red. He's turning red, and we're on Zoom right now, and me and Clay are in our tiny little, basically our tiny little studio apartments. Meanwhile, Rod's in his mansion.
Well, my apartment's not that small. You're just looking at the the hotel in Georgia where they gave me the ballots to count.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, me and Rod both have our Zoom background is still just a photo of our background.
An update, gang, update on the, I know this is a little late, but just to like, from my perspective, Ossoff has two votes and Purdue has, two votes, and I got about 400 more to do, but it's hard to do. But
yeah, I think it was a bad idea to podcast while you were counting.
I didn't say that, Rod.
All right, Clay, let's do the review of this. Let me talk about what happens in this Kajillionaire movie. Do you need a notepad or anything?
I'm not getting up, so if you're expecting me to move at all.
I mean, you must have a thing in your computer.
Yes. What should I type?
What? Have you seen this movie?
No, I've never seen it. What is it, like $14?
No, I think it's maybe $4.
Oh, really? When it came out, it was like $14. Anywho, gang, I have my digital notepad here.
Okay. All right, so Kajillionaire, a movie by Miranda July. Miranda July, well, I watched it in January. Why don't you be called Miranda January.
That's really funny.
Yeah, get her
Did
ass.
Did you write that down, Clay?
No, I couldn't. I was laughing so hard I couldn't even like see the keys.
Okay, so Kajillionaire is about a scheme-pulling family of a dad and a mom and a daughter who have, it's very clear that they've raised this daughter in very non-traditional way. They pull schemes all the time. That's how they make a living. One of their schemes is that they go to the post office and she sticks her hand all the way through the post office box hole and reaches it around to try to grab things that are in the other post office boxes. But they don't find anything and they have to pay their rent, and they have really cheap rent because they live in a office space where suds come over the wall. Claire, are you writing this down?
Yeah, I'm writing every word of it, actually.
What, suds?
And they keep pulling schemes, but none of these schemes are really working out and they need rent. So, Evan Rachel Wood, who plays the daughter, who has a very low voice and sort of reminds me of like something Kyle Mooney would do on YouTube. She talks like this. She has a great idea for a great fun scheme where they fly and they purposely get their luggage taken by one of the other people, take their luggage, and then their luggage is reported lost, and then, but they have an insurance, so they get the $1,500 insurance claim money. That's the scheme idea. They do that, they go through with it. While they're on the Clay, are you writing this down? Clay.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
You don't seem to be writing down.
What did you say?
Oh, they go on an airplane to do luggage scheme and to get the $1,500 for the rent?
Just wrote it down.
Okay. So they do all that, and it works out. And then they meet a girl who
I like the sound of that.
Who
a lady?
Rod, sit down.
Yeah. who is really interested in them as a family, and she's played by Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin and a bunch of other stuff. And she's like, "What do y'all do?" And they're like, "We pull schemes." And she's like, "I want to help." And so she helps them pull some schemes. And she used to work at an eye doctor's office, and so she would have to do house calls. So she goes to some of the very old people to do house calls, and then they steal their stuff.
Oh, that's not really a scheme.
No, no. Well, this is kind of a scheme. It's mostly just like theft, burglary.
A house call? Is that related to a phone call?
It's very similar to a phone call, except they go in person. It's like, okay. It's like if you were to go to Rod's house to call him.
What?
I don't think. Yeah, he, I don't.
It's confusing.
Doesn't really. I mean, I've gone to Rod's house and I called him a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh no! To call. Oh, to talk to him.
Oh like no! I would never do that.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, they're running around doing a bunch of crap, stealing stuff.
Okay.
They make some money off of one old guy's house, and instead of paying rent, they decide to buy a hot tub. And it turns out that, and then they put the hot tub in the bathroom of the office space where they live. And it turns out the dad just wants to get jacked off by what's her name again? Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He wants to get jacked off by Gina Rodriguez, and it's like, well, that's messed up.
Can I say something?
What's up?
I saw, actually, I did see this movie, and I actually got to see it in the theaters. Me and Rod saw it in the theaters. And I'm so glad that you're explaining the movie to me right now, because I actually couldn't understand a word that anyone was saying on the screen, because Rod was sitting right next to me, and he kept on yelling, "Get a job," which I thought was so rude.
Yeah, I did too. But you know why that is, frankly.
Why is that? He's a conservative?
Because he is a conservative who mostly donates to banks.
Exactly.
When you know,
I have saying, mostly donated to banks, and I don't know what's wrong with that.
That saying, choose kindness, Rod says, I am kind. I've given all of my money to banks.
I've given thousands of dollars to bank.
To banks, right. Multiple banks.
And how far into this movie are we now?
Or it's almost over.
Really?
So, Gina Rodriguez is like, I'm not doing that. Meanwhile, Evan Rachel Wood, in her very low voice, she says, she goes to the bank, and or she gets in the mail, she gets her $1,500 check. And she's like, holy shit, this changes everything. And she goes to give the check to the family, but she says, but mom, why don't you call me hun or sweetie or something? And the mom's like, because we don't do that. And she's like, okay, I need to think about this. Because I don't know if I want to split this money with you, because you don't actually treat me in a nice way.
Right.
So her and Gina Rodriguez run around together, and the whole time there's this thing with an earthquake, a big earthquake coming, and people are like, what is that? But you know, whatever. And then I think, yeah, so then they go to do some funny stuff, then a big earthquake comes, and it makes them realize that Gina Rodriguez and Evan Rachel Wood realize that maybe they like each other. So Gina Rodriguez makes Evan Rachel Wood hug her and put her hand like near her butt. And
Rod,
they
sit
do
down.
That sounds cool.
Okay.
Then they do some. It was really cool. Then they do some funny dancing in Gina Rodriguez's apartment, and then they go to bed. And the family comes and visits with presents. And the family's like, "Hey, listen, hun, I do love you." And they kiss Evan Rachel Wood goodnight, and in Gina Rodriguez's apartment.
What's her name?
Evan Rachel Wood, Gina Rodriguez.
Is she related to metal or plastic? The first one.
Because Evan Rachel Wood.
Wood.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever deliver to her, Rod?
I don't think so.
I used to all the time. She's a good tipper. She tipped like $20. She lived in the same apartment complex as Norm.
Okay.
Norm MacDonald. Anyway, so like I have a fondness.
Wait, Norm MacDonald, is he related to Norm Burger King? Go off. Don't let me interrupt you again.
I have a fondness in my heart for Evan Rachel Wood just for that one reason. And I don't like anything that she makes. So anyway, they kiss her goodnight. They finally say, "We love you, sweetie. We love you, hun," all this stuff. And Evan Rachel Wood is like, "Wow, finally, I have a friend. I think I'm gay and I understand myself and know who I am a little bit better now. And my family actually loves me." And then her family leaves. They go to sleep. They wake up the next day. Spoiler alert, everything in the house is stolen. Everything in Gina Rodriguez's apartment.
Okay, gang. So if you want to avoid the spoiler, I would say go a minute or 2 minutes backwards. Or ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait.
Go to now. Now is wait, are you going to do any more
spoilers? Yeah, right now.
Go to right now. No. All right, cool.
No more spoilers. Right, and yeah. Evan Rachel Wood is like, "What?" And then but she's like, "It's actually okay. My family was bad anyway, and I now I'm in love."
Right. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And so, yeah. Very similar kind of story to Shoplifters. It's just less characters and it's very different styles.
And it's kind of like, it's kind of similar to like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one, except for they're humans and they're not turtles or ninjas. And it's Los Angeles and not New York.
But they still go underground and they find a home to live.
They don't do that either, I don't think. So, but that's just the difference. But I will talk about more about that in my review because I had so much. I wrote a lot.
Do they take the trip to April's no. grandparents' house?
The farmhouse?
Yeah, and then Rap kind of does. Yeah.
Okay, Rod, I think you're going out of your way to find.
So wait, hold on. Rod, this is something that's always really disturbed me.
Huh.
Raphael is just like in a coma.
Oh, yeah, he is. I'm sorry.
So he's just in, like, fully in a coma for however how long is that? Like a month?
I don't know.
Isn't there medical stuff involved with comas?
Yeah, like to be he's on... in a coma in a bathtub.
Yeah, he'd be like atrophied. It'd be pretty. He'd probably die. I don't know how they.
Wait, wait,
like,
wait.
April is just drawing him.
Wait, can you make a? Wait, can you do a promise for me?
What's up?
If I ever fall in a coma, can you please take me to a hospital and not let me just sleep it off on the couch?
Well, I was going to take you to a farmhouse and put you in a bathtub.
Maybe do a couple of doodles.
I saw it in a
doodle
movie.
Of you.
Yeah.
And maybe fix a truck, fixed an old truck.
Yeah, this all stuff is worked in the movie, so I don't understand why you have a problem with that.
And the moment you wake up from the coma... The moment, Clay, even though you will be hungry, you will be atrophied, all your muscles. You'll probably have to learn to walk again. I'm going to take you to a fire, and I'm going to make you call upon your dad so he can give you some words of inspiration and appear in the fire. And then I'm going to go make you fight your dad kidnapper.
Right.
That day.
I mean, is there any time that you can, like, maybe in between any of those things, maybe check me into a hospital, do some
There's just not going to be any time. Hey, Clay, this is New York. This is New York.
I get you. It's a city that never sleeps. It's the
this stuff is out. Moving pretty quick.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I give the movie a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
What about you, Rod?
Oh, absolutely. To me, this movie is perfect 10 out of 10. I can't believe, like, just hearing your description of it, it makes me want to see it again, but I not be so loud this time.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Okay. All right, guys, you ready for my review?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Can't wait.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Well, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Conjillionaire. What you're about to hear me say... are multiple things. You're going to hear me explain the plot to you, okay? You're about to hear my take on the movie, if I liked it or if I don't like it. And also, I'm going to sprinkle in some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff in there, too, just to compare these two movies together. And so that's what's going to happen. And so here we go. Conchillionaire. And wait, when did they film this?
2019.
Okay, hi. My name is Clay Tatum. This is my review of Conchillionaire.
Clay. Okay, Forgot to mention in my review.
Yeah.
She has very long hair.
Okay, well, let me get that down. 1 second.
I mean, 2-3 feet?
Oh, at least. Her hair is very long.
Wait, you said how long?
What was it, Rod? 2 or 3 feet?
Yeah, maybe 3 feet. Oh, yeah, gotcha. 3 feet hair. Oh, you can hear Clay just typing furiously. He's trying to get this review in.
Clay's getting this review, and I have a couple of emails to rattle off. Hold on.
Wait, guys, can you just like banter for a little bit? I just got a little thing I need to do.
Well, I'm the only one who's not typing right now. You guys are, but I guess this is not really a good time for Clay to do some email.
I need to eat some celery.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Okay, gang, back at it again, and welcome back, gang. This is my name is Clay Tatum. This is my review of Conchillionaire. This is my thoughts on the movie and what happened in the dirty little film. And it goes a little something like this. Conchillionaire, is that how rich you need to be able to bail Rod out of jail? For that and everything else I said... I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10, and I don't think there's a better score that you can give to a better movie. Back to you, Whit.
It's the highest score you can give.
Got that right.
Yeah.
Got that right. Clay, do you remember, did we watch the movie Shoplifters together?
I don't think so.
I saw it with you.
We saw, that was like a good couple months of movies, I
think.
I remember.
It was Burning, it was Shoplifters, it was...
Didn't we see Burning came later?
Yeah.
Oh, there was another movie that was good, but very hard to... Terrible title. We talked about it on the podcast and how hard it is to remember. It's like The Last Thing You Do Before You Die or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Or You're Dead When You're Young. Or,
is this the
Joaquin
Phoenix movie?
No, that's a bad one, too.
It's like an Argentinian movie.
You'll know me when I'm awakened or now I'm gone now.
Yeah, something like that. And it was during the same time as that you were never.
You'll know
really
me
dead.
By the way I dead.
You'll yeah, know. Somebody, all these people got hip to the band, and you'll know us by the Trail of Dead, and we're like. Yeah. Let's make movies that are also hard to remember the titles of.
Or I am there, I am not there, I'm still there, I'm still here, I'm still there, I'm here, I'm there.
Here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.
I'm everywhere. I didn't see that movie with you, but the Brazilian one, right?
I think, well, I'm not sure. It's not Brazilian.
Anna,
it's...
I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I think we saw both of those movies with Anna.
And we're talking about Anna Kendrick,
right?
Yeah, our good friend.
Yeah. Well, that was a good time in movie going. Hope we get to see a movie again one day.
I remember seeing a lot of those movies at the Glendale LACMA.
Which, or if you're Lamley?
Not Lamley, I mean
Lamley. Yeah.
If you're not, if you, what's the LACMA? Oh, Los Angeles Contemporary Museum of Art.
That's the museum.
Yeah, yeah.
Lame ass motherfucking cunt.
Yes, dude. Love that.
Lame ass cunt muncher.
Anything else we do, gang?
Did we do?
I mean, we haven't seen each other because Rod has COVID.
Right. I don't have COVID anymore.
Sorry. Rod had COVID. So because of Rod getting COVID, so your COVID wore off already, right?
Yeah, my COVID is technically gone. Yeah,
we stopped doing our podcast outside because Rod getting COVID was scary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he stopped doing it.
And you know he's just going to get it again with the way he acts.
Yeah, runs around town, basically. You can't get this guy off the apps.
I mean, the first thing that I would say, even before COVID.
Dating
when
apps.
Remember, even before COVID, when we saw Rod, we would be like, hey, man, what's up? What's going on? Where has your hands been? And he says,
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about where my hands have been.
Yeah. So, I mean, now with the COVID and him getting it, so we don't even want to do that. And also, I'm in Georgia.
Well, we're all in Georgia.
We're all in Georgia, but for different reasons.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to, of course, stop the steal.
I'm shooting a new Marvel movie called Mr. Marvel.
Yeah.
And you're going to be Mr. Marvel?
Well, it's the marvelous Mr. Marvel.
But Mr. Marvel, he lives in Hollywood.
Dude, I guarantee that's going to happen.
The marvelous Mr. Marvel is a stand-up comedian who becomes a superhero. Rod,
that honestly sounds like
don't
the
best tell
movie.
Anybody.
Don't tell anyone. And gang, if you're listening to this, please skip ahead to now.
And the way he gets his villains dead is he makes them laugh so hard with the joke that they die.
I think Mr. Marvel is a real guy.
Mm-mm. No, you're
wrong. Yeah,
this
real
is
hero.
The marvelous Rod. Mr. Marvel.
Rod, ever since I've told everyone that I am the king of 8-bit. Rod's been so jealous. He's trying to like become the new Nerdist, which is
I'm the
famously,
king of 8-bit.
I'm the new Nerdist.
So guys, my tweet, I don't remember if this was a podcast tweet. I tweeted a while back about 1,000,000-bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, it bombed. Did
yeah, you did. I don't know if that was a Patreon or not, but you did tweet it, and at the end I asked you how it was doing, and I don't know if we got a satisfying answer, but now we have one. And what did it
well,
do?
My,
did I
well,
retweet
it? It bombed. Ooh, big time bomb. No, you didn't. Nobody retweeted it. Yeah.
Is it still there?
Oh, I don't know. Probably deleted it. My New Year's resolution, so that was before the New Year, right. Was to not care so much about the internet. And like, so like the new me would not have deleted it, but the old me, you know, I give tweets about an hour or two and then I delete them.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, the marvelous Mr. Marvel. Yeah, it comes out on. It comes out next Christmas. It's $1 billion budget. First
what?
$1 billion budget.
How much money do you get?
Like $20,000.
Damn.
Wait. You yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
How much are they spending on the movie?
$1 billion. $1 billion.
Wait, and you're the star?
Yeah, I'm the star as a main actor. I play the marvelous Mr. Marvel. And you know,
now is this because you signed like a long term Marvel deal that you're only getting
20 years, $1,000 a year?
Okay, what's the catch to this deal? Can you do other movies if you wanted to?
I can do as many movies as I want. Uh-huh. This shoots 11 months a year, so.
You're filming 11 months a year?
11 months a year. And I have to stay in shape.
They give you a...
Is this the movie
Kumail
is
in?
No, he's in the Eternals.
So when you sign up to do Marvel movie, do they give you like a guy to make you be in shape?
Not for me. No, because I'm a comedian, so I have to learn how to grow a beard and have to gain some weight.
Okay,
and
I
have to wear New Balances.
Wait.
Oh, you're funny in the movie.
Wait, what's the new Balances? Like,
wait, I can't answer that. Stand-up comedy hasn't been a thing in over a year.
I think
that's true.
Or
because it used to be a hoodie year. And a New Balances.
I don't know, like a
bomber jacket and like
Nike, like a
basketball a lot,
like a bright Nike shoe.
I think what it is now is a gamer chair and changing your career into a Twitch streamer.
Yeah, are there comedians? Are there people doing that?
Thomas
Middleditch.
Have you
seen stand-ups doing that? But he has a TV show.
What?
He has a TV show. It's going to be on CBS.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Thomas Middleditch has a CBS TV show.
Dude, have you not seen the trailer for this show?
Oh, I think I have. Oh, I think I have.
He needs a kidney. How are they going to make a TV show about this? Somebody Needs a Kidney. It's hilarious.
What is it called? Wait, Thomas Middleton.
I can't remember.
But he's a Twitch streamer now.
Yeah, I guess Johnny Twitch streams.
Yeah,
but Johnny,
Johnny's really good at it, by the way.
Everything that Johnny Pemberton does is like elevated in a way to where I don't feel like it's
right.
There's no way for it to be embarrassing.
Well, no.
It's also he's like not already super famous or anything.
He's really good at it.
He's very good at Twitch.
All right.
What's he not good at? This guy Johnny Pemberton.
Okay.
I don't know. I still haven't Twitch streamed yet. I should get into it.
Yeah, you did. What are you saying that you were going to do that? One second. I got to watch something real quick.
I'm afraid you're in renal failure.
You're saying I need a new kidney?
Start with family. They're usually the best match.
Great, a Republican kidney.
Clay.
What?
That's Clay laughing.
Stop. So I'm just enjoying a trailer to a comedy. Can I not laugh during a trailer for a comedy?
Truly one of the trailers from Funny People. All right, continue.
Okay. Oh,
Gina.
Okay, can I say something? I'm getting a strange feeling from that girl. She seems a little too much.
Yeah.
Okay, I really like the music choice.
The music is really good.
What if I give you my kidney?
What? You can't just make a rash decision like this.
Can I?
Who's Gunner?
Exactly!
She showed off a tattoo, if you're wondering.
Who is Gunner?
I don't know. So I think that's the cliffhanger for this new show called Be Positive.
We're going to have to watch it. We have to watch 10 seasons of it.
Anywho, gang, I think it's time for us to go to, actually,
Candy Boys.
To Candy Boys.
Is it already Candy Boy time?
It's only 37 minutes, but I kind of want to, I think for the Candy Boys, we should watch the entire first season of Be Positive. Is that something
it's called Be Positive.
Yeah. Which is... What is that? What does that mean? What does the B positive mean?
That's like, a blood type.
I know it's a blood type, but like what
they have matching blood.
But oh no, oh B positive as in like B E positive. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
God, I'm dumb. Sorry, I just got COVID. I got COVID on the airplane ride 15 minutes ago. I was on an airplane 15 minutes ago.
Well,
you got COVID brain.
Yeah, so I got
COVID. They let you.
Oh, dude, let me end this with one funny, not even funny, I don't know, humiliating story. So I went to UCLA on Sunday to watch Spanky film, or I went there to skate, but what ended up happening is that...
Wait, you went to UCLA for what?
To skate, but skateboard.
You got a degree?
No, because UCLA is closed.
One time that I went to UCLA, the only thing I got was a degree. So, and what do you have to show for it?
I don't have anything to show for it.
Well, he has a story.
Oh, yes, you do have a story. I have a degree in political science.
I have a tale.
Oh, okay.
But, Clay, in the future, during the apocalypse, when this garbage fire of the year ends...
Yeah.
Are we talking about 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have stories and you'll have nothing but a degree.
That's
so
true. Yes, that's there. True. And yes, Rod, 2021 is a trash fire year. Sorry to break it to you.
It's a dumpster trash fire.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. Rod, you're a garbage person.
Yeah.
What the?
I went to watch to skate, and then what ended up happening is that Kevin Spanky Long, pro skater, started filming.
Wait, is he related to Kevin Spanky Short?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Martin Short?
Is he related to Martin Long?
Wow, that is a real long walk. So you're not supposed to. He spends a long time doing this psycho board slide, nose manual, lip slide craziness on these ledges. And you're not supposed to yell.
That sounds like something someone would say on Rocket Power.
Right. That's what it was. Okay. It was a very Rocket Power trick. You're not supposed to cheer when people land.
Right.
The trick.
Because you
don't when they're filming it for the video, because it could fuck up the video.
Right. Because you don't want every clip to be like, wah, wah,
All right. And I didn't, I was so excited, and I'm not, you know, he was, there was only a few people there, but I'm sitting in the background as far away from these people as I can be, because I don't want to be obstructing the shot, you know? And as soon as he landed,
like you, I was there for a second, and you did say you walked up to the filmer and you said, you asked if you could call action, which I thought was mm-hmm. weird.
It's a action because I had my slate in my bag. I always bring a slate with me everywhere I go.
Well, you live in Hollywood, so.
Exactly. So as soon as he landed it, I'd say he was trying it for 2 hours. I cheered as loud as I could, and I slammed my board on the ground. Like in the way that skaters do, like cool skaters, that they slam the nose on the ground, started banging on the ground and cheering, and then nobody was cheering, and everybody was sort of just like staring. And then about 10 seconds after he landed it, people went, woo, yeah. And yeah, I might have ruined it. I don't know.
I think, you know what's cool about, this?
What?
This story is one of those great stories where if you're like, if it's like 1 a.m. and you can't really go to sleep and you're almost ready to go to sleep, this is going to be the thing that pops in your head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, this is something that I will think about until I see the trick in the video to make sure that I didn't blow it for him.
Right.
Damn.
So, anyway, that's just an embarrassing story. I've never been around a pro skater while he's been trying to land a trick. Like, I'm friends with some pros, but I've never hung out with them while they're, like, really doing their job. And so now I know, and, you know, whatever. It's all right, but... just wanted to tell the crowd that story.
But I listening to that story, you gave me like, because if I would have been there, I would have known like, oh, he's trying to get a clip. I need to stay quiet for 10 seconds. But like hearing you say that gives me like cringe bumps.
I mean, I feel like absolute, I watch a lot
bro,
of
that's
skate,
cringe.
Yeah.
Skate parks and people are celebrating.
It depends what the, what section
you have to
the
know
video.
If it's an ender or not.
If it's an ender okay. or if it's just like a yeah crazy huge huge psycho thing where you like run up and hug people. Also, it's COVID, so there's not a lot of like – everybody's very far away from each other, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, right. There's no hugging. But, yeah, it was absolutely a bro that's cringe kind
yes,
of moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, which you is, did.
I just wrote a song today that says bro that's cringe.
Oh, I like that. I think you need to. I think you need to get that out as ASAP. For
The song is called "A Thousand Trevors," and I think it'll be on my next record, which hopefully will come out soon. It's called "A Thousand Trevors," and the first chorus.
Are you
going to
be?
Is,
wait. Are you going to be on the cover
of the album?
Yeah.
No.
Say yes.
Oh yes.
What is it going to be called? The White Album.
Clay.
Okay, go off. Don't let me interrupt you again. I'm sorry.
You've changed ever since you found out you're 1% Cherokee.
I'm 1% British, and I think I'm related to Ricky Gervais.
Is that true?
I guarantee I'm some percentage of British.
Wait, do you really think you're related to Ricky Gervais?
If I'm British, yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah, no, that does make sense.
So you're related to Ricky Gervais and Channing Tatum? You're Hollywood royalty.
Yes, I'm related to Ricky Gervais because I'm a certain percent British, and I'm related to Channing Tatum because I'm a certain percentage American. So,
and your last name's Tatum, and you're from the same, your families are from the same town.
So, yeah, I'm sure.
Very small town in Alabama.
Yes.
So. Anyway, that's all, whatever.
Okay.
All right. Go on. Hope subscribe to the Candy Boys and we need to make more merch. We need to like jump back on that merch
I
game.
Had a couple of merch ideas. I might need to. I might.
What kind of ideas were they?
I need to go deep in my brain to remember, but I just have a memory.
People do want to buy those shoes.
I don't know. I don't
the
know.
Candy, the sure. jazz. What the jazz music?
Yeah.
Here's the what you
right
can
now,
do.
But I put black you laces can, on them. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, they were supposed to come with black laces. Here's what you can do. You can... They didn't come with black laces. That was annoying. You can... if you want to buy those shoes, all you have to do is go onto the Vans website, make them, and just put jazz music on them, and then you that's how you get your American arts
and the way that and then with the way that we profit from that too is you also Venmo us individually, just whatever you want above $5.
Yeah, whatever you think is fair.
Above $5.
Now you could just go just subscribe to the Patreon,
or you cannot listen to one word Rod says, and then Venmo us individually anything you want above $5.
Yeah, it has to be above.
Yeah,
if you I wouldn't say $5, go to the Patreon.
Okay, so I hope they listened to me when I said don't listen to Rod.
Oh, I have another funny story.
You want to save this for the Patreon?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't, because on the Patreon we just ramble, which is why you should get it, because we have our real opinions. We really have some real opinions.
Yeah, that's how we get real on there.
Right.
Yeah. So, me and Mitra got a couch, a new sofa for her office. It's like a sleeper sofa, and it's heavy as fuck. And we had a couple guys with a truck that on this app called Dolly on Instagram. The guy comes. He's Irish. He's really cool. He helps us move the truck. Then we're moving it up my stairs in my house, and then a car starts honking because this guy is blocking the street, and he goes, he can fucking wait. And I go, are you sure you don't want to move your car? We can wait, and we can stop. He's no, he can fucking wait. He can fucking wait if I have anything to do with that. And then
I like this guy.
Moving the sofa about 10 minutes later, then we get back to the car, and he's like, let me close out with me on the app. Before I can't do an Irish accent, he goes, close out of me on the app before, so this guy can watch us and he can fucking wait because he's been impatient, making me feel so uncomfortable. Like, at one point, I was like, can I just take your keys, please, and move your car? I'll back it into my driveway. He goes, no, he can fucking wait. And then the guy gets out of his car and I go, God damn it, there's about to be a confrontation. And he goes, hey, man, I just really need you to move your truck because I'm on the clock right now, man. And the guy goes, guess what, mate? I'm on the fucking clock too. And I had a fucking 300-pound sofa in my fucking arms whenever you were honking your horn. And I'm on a clock too. And the other guy goes, I'm really sorry, man. And he just goes back to his car. And it was a lesson in sometimes if you're just like a really hardcore, not backing down dick, nothing actually really affects you in any sort of way. So that's my 2022 resolution.
I mean, me as a person who is driving a lot and gets stuck behind people, I really don't mind. I'm fine. If I'm on the clock, I'm getting paid to just sit
absolutely
there.
When I worked at Yummy, I was like, cool, get to look at my phone or get to like just like chill for a little bit.
Let me enjoy this podcast a little longer. It's nice.
Now I have an exact excuse why I'm late. Like, there's nothing I can do about this.
Yeah, garbage truck blocked me in for a block and a half. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
Anyway, all the time.
Anyway, he can fucking wait. That's what I'm all about. Okay, bye.
Bye, gang.